Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From the Eastside Parkways Coalition is Terry Robinson. Terry, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Terry, so you guys made an appeal on this 33 project. What is the appeal that you filed on Thursday?
Well, actually, it is an appeal of the Judge Kolyakova's original decision, which was to dismiss our, what we call the public trust doctrine and green amendment planks of, there were multiple cases filed in opposition to that Route 33 tunnel project. And the judge denied our initial briefs that wanted the public doctrine, that wanted the restoration of the Humboldt Parkway because it was parkland. So the judge denied that, and he also denied it as stating no cause of action for the Green Amendment. Our attorneys, Alan Bozer and a consortium of people, filed an appeal of the judge's denial, and I think it stands a pretty good chance of success.
So remind us, that first case dated back to when the 33 was originally put in, correct?
That's correct. And what it said was that Humboldt Parkway was actually parkland, that it was a park approach, and that it was part of the agreement with the legislature to provide the city with the parks and parkland necessary to complete Frederick Law Olmsted's visionary and original, one-of-a-kind type of idea to make the city in the park the idea instead of a park in the city.
Now, that the goal of Eastside Parkways Coalition is to bring back that Humboldt Parkway, correct? The Humboldt Parkway that was torn up for the 33.
Exactly. We want a restoration of the Olmsted's original design of Humboldt Parkway that extended from Agassiz Circle at the end of what was Delaware Park, and it extended all the way to the Science Museum, what was then known as Humboldt. Well, it was originally the Parade, and then it was named Humboldt Park, and now it's Martin Luther King Jr. Park.
Well, Agassiz Circle holds a special place. I went to college there before it went out of business. Now, it does seem, as this continues to go, Terry, and maybe this is just me on the outside looking in, but it seems as this goes on, there is more and more support for what you guys are promoting than what the state is pushing through with. Is that correct? Is that how you see it?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And a large part of it is because of the public scrutiny that you guys have been able to bring to this issue, which it brought it out from behind the closed doors and backroom deals that usually prevail in this type of situation. And even in this recent mayoral race, the number one vote getter among the minority candidates was Garnell Whitfield, who was a clear and forceful proponent for restoration of the Parkway. So the idea that there's no consensus, that the majority of people on the east side do not want that they want the tunnel idea, I think that's been blown away by the results of the people coming forward.
Now, with this appeal, what kind of timeline are you expecting? Obviously, the project's on hold, waiting for an environmental study. What kind of timeline with this appeal are you looking for, and what would be the next step after that?
Well, normally, these things, it just goes to the 4th Department Appellate Division in Rochester. It'll be a panel of 5 appellate judges that review it. And the normal time frame for that is roughly 6 to 8 months. We filed the brief, the attorneys filed the brief on July the 3rd, and there'll be a time for the opposition, the respondents, the Department of Transportation, City of Buffalo, to file their brief in opposition to our appeal. And that would take probably another 45, 50 days, roughly. And then the court will schedule the hearing on the various briefs and review of the material that's submitted then. So I think we're looking at anywhere from 3 to 4 to 5 months before the court hears and delivers a decision on this particular appeal.
You know, I know we've talked about this point before, but, you know, I lived along the 33 for 4 years when I was in college. I don't anymore. And I feel like, you know, my opinion can only go so far. I mean, is it disappointing to you that the state is not taking in consideration the opinion of the people who actually live in the affected area?
It's an absurdity. It's a monstrosity. It's cowardly. You know, the effects health-wise, economic-wise, transportation-wise, all areas is so apparent that the project itself is a bad project. It was a bad project 50, 60 years ago. The impacts on the community, the impacts on the region are undeniable. And the benefits that would come from doing the right thing the right way right now are cheaper, faster, quicker, greater benefits to everyone concerned, not only the people that live in the disadvantaged communities that are being asked to host this thing, but at the same time being cut off from the expressway because it would be a tunnel. It would restore the greatest design of a municipal area in the country. Olmsted's vision was brilliant, and the overlay to Ellicott's radio, it was a one-to-one sort of impact where you could see the city denuded, where you could see Genesee, Jefferson, Fillmore Avenue, absolutely devastated by the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Canalization of the traffic by the removal of the every 5 blocks, butcher, baker, candlestick maker type of neighborhoods. It used to be the city of good neighbors because it was the city of good neighborhoods. The effects of the 33 have been absolutely devastating. And that's what should be reversed. And on top of it, the fiscal responsibility, if they get in, if they do that tunnel, they'll be lucky to see it done for under $2 or $3 billion to go to some multinational out-of-state construction firm that doesn't even hire people from the local communities. Largely, it's a travesty, and the cowardice of our elected officials to not speak up on behalf of the people that they represent, to speak to their environmental and economic interests is just beyond me, Joe.
Terry, have you spoken with State Senator Sean Ryan or his team as now he's taken the Democratic line going into the election?
We have not, but, you know, it's a curious thing because Senator Ryan was one of the proponents of the 198, the change for the 198 that goes through from the 190 all the way through Delaware Park. And they were able to wrest control of that project from the Department of Transportation. But we recently saw that the $100 million that was allocated for that project has been rescinded. And the senator has said that he would like to see a restoration in such a way, I think he put it, that you could ride your bike from the Museum of Science to Delaware Park. But that is not a full-throated commitment to the restoration of Frederick Law Olmsted's absolute pinnacle of design in terms of what should be happening in terms of the full restoration of that historic parkway, and which would also, on top of it, Joe, permit the another look at the restoration of the watershed, the Skajakwita Creek that flows under it. It would permit us to look at the combined sewer overflow project that right now, and Senator Ryan is correct, the largest polluter of the Niagara River is the city of Buffalo. So those things need to be addressed. All of these things hinge on restoring the parkway in a legitimate way at what would be essentially a bargain price, and restoration of the project area on top of it. We could accomplish all of those things for the $1 billion that is going to be a boondoggle to private interest. We could put $500 million into the project area. We could restore the parkway all the way from the 190 to the Elm Oak Arterial and lay shovel-ready, development-ready area in the areas of the Fruit Belt and restore that grid and make it a mid-city corridor for innovation and turning the corner on the medical campus. All of these things. But no, it's been silent to me.
You know, we've seen projects like this in Rochester recently. I believe there was another one in Dallas. I mean, throughout the country, these you know, revitalization projects where big highways were put in the 50s are happening. Why do you think that New York State is so against following that trend in Buffalo?
Whatever the deal was done that said that we will continue this monstrosity for the next 50 years and this concrete canyon of toxic fumes and division and everything else, and on top of not allowing the historic preservation aspects of this, is beyond me. But I'll tell you, The Ralph Wilson Foundation and the Common Council just this last week, Joe, agreed to pursue a $50 million project called City in the Park, which would dedicate funds to the Olmsted Park Conservancy over the next several years. And that sort of thing, these types of things, the people will demand that the right project happens in the right way right now. That's what's going to make the difference in this. And that's why you're reaching out to your you guys have been here since the start. We've been on the show in February. We've been on the show since, and it's now that the folks have had a chance to hear what is to slice through some of the disinformation and some of the misinformation that the insiders have worked whatever deal they worked to. In fact, they approved $1 billion for this project even before it was dedicated to just a tunnel. There was $1 billion allocated in the 22-23 fiscal year out of a $32.8 billion New York State Department of Transportation capital budget, their five-year plan. The money sits there. It should be spent in the right way. It should be spent right now in getting rid of the antiquated infrastructure and poisonous stuff that sits in front of us.
Terry Robinson, part of the Eastside Parkway Coalition. Terry, as always, great talking with you, and I know we'll be talking again in the future.
We appreciate you, Joe. Thank you much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.